Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Sharon Goldsworthy, mayor of Germantown, David Pickler, a member of the Unified School Board, Martavius Jones, also a member of the Unified School Board, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. Let me start, Bill, if you just give us a quick primer on what the ruling was this week, what that means, as far as we know, and what's up next in terms, because the court battle isn't quite over. So
federal judge Hardy Mays has issued his ruling this past Tuesday evening on the state laws and how they interact with the state constitution on forming municipal school districts. And his ruling was that one of that trio of laws, one of the key laws, he ruled is void. And so all of the moves toward municipal school districts that we've had this past year are void, according to his ruling.
And let's start with you, Mayor Goldsworthy. Germantown was one of the suburbs involved in the court case, defeated at this round. What next for Germantown?
In terms of what we do now, we are awaiting the judge's ruling on the other portions of the law. In the meantime, we're also looking at other options and alternatives.
So, I mean, some of those options have been discussed, appealing the decision, going ahead and starting negotiations with, you know, is there some way to negotiate or go through a mediation and go back into a conversation? People have talked about, you know, the suburban schools might form charter schools to kind of create some autonomy within the Unified School Board. Are all those options on the table as far as you are concerned?
I think it's premature to zero in on any specific one. I think there are all sorts of possibilities, and in the next few weeks, we'll examine all of those.
Martavius, let me bring you in. Is it, from your perspective, time for everyone to start talking, or is it more important for the legal process to play out?
I think that it's time for everybody to concentrate on what's best for all children in Shelby County, regardless of where they live. I think that this has given us some time to focus on bringing together the Memphis, what was Memphis City Schools and what was Shelby County Schools, and just focus on making a world-class school system for all children, regardless of where they live. Now, of course, we know that there could be other legal things that take place in the background because there are certain provisions of Norris Todd 1.0 or Norris Todd 2.0, as I refer to them, that still have to be resolved. But at least the work of the school board can be to consummate the merger between the two.
David Pickler, at this time, I mean, you've got a whole bunch of people, the suburbs, who don't want to be a part of this Unified School Board, of which you are now a member.
Right.
Do you think the Unified School Board should move in a direction of saying, look, let's find a negotiated way to let them out?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is we need to respect the voice of everyone in Shelby County. And including in that are the people of suburban Shelby County. And I think it's undeniable the message that was received in August and again in November in overwhelming numbers when the people of suburban Shelby County said, we want to retain some sense of autonomy. We want to have, you know, the opportunity to have that self-determination over the way we deliver public education. So I think, you know, it's foolhardy for us to go into a situation thinking that we have this great unification, everyone's on board, and not understanding the fact that there are some divisive issues that are out there.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.